Joining me this morning on AM960 KLTF, I'm joined by Dr. Jerome Ritchie, Chief Medical Officer, Metamark Genetics. We're going to talk about prostate cancer, common health event for American men. 14% of American males will be diagnosed in their lifetime with prostate cancer. And the doctor is here today to talk to us about some of the treatments, some of the options that are in the case for prostate cancer. And thank you again, doctor.
Thank you, Ron.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, prostate cancer, and right now, how are ways that we are treating it?
So, first of all, it's a very common disease. As you said, 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer if they have a family history. It's much more common if they have a father or a brother with prostate cancer, or African Americans have a much higher incidence of prostate cancer. So it's very common, as common in breast cancer is in women, but not all men with prostate cancer need to be treated, and this is where some of the debate comes in.
So what are some of the, it says here too, you talk about now actually treating it aggressively. Is there some aggressive or more aggressive types of treatments for prostate cancer?
Well, there are very aggressive treatments for prostate cancer if it needs to be treated. There's surgery to remove the prostate entirely, or radiation therapy, or hormones. But if we can identify patients who don't need to be treated, we can safely follow a number of patients who may never need any treatment.
What are some of the other steps? What are some tips that you give to people right now? First of all, of course, the big thing is to get checked out regularly, because of the fact that early detection is still a key on helping with prostate cancer.
Absolutely. There is a great deal of debate about even obtaining the blood test, the PSA, because there's been overdiagnosis and therefore overtreatment. But because there are no symptoms related to prostate cancer, it's important for men to know what their PSA is, to have a digital rectal examination. And this should be done once a year in men from ages of about 50 to probably 70 or 75. If prostate cancer is identified, then there are different ways to decide about whether or not and how it should be treated.
Talking this morning with Dr. Jerome Ritchie, Chief Medical Officer, Metamark Genetics, talking about treatments when it comes to prostate cancer. And then, of course, now you start the treatment process. How do you manage it, and then how do you kind of move forward from those treatments?
Well, so it depends on whether we're following the patient or whether we're treating them. If we think the patient is a candidate for active surveillance, and that would depend upon their biopsy, their PSA score, their health, et cetera, then these patients can be followed with periodic blood tests and a repeat biopsy once in a while, because we don't want to miss more aggressive disease. And this is where tools are now becoming available to provide more information about the biopsy. ProMark, the test that we use, evaluates proteins in the tumor biopsy and gives a better risk profile. So somebody with a intermediate risk prostate cancer, this can say, well, you're probably better off considering active surveillance, or you really ought to go ahead and get treated.
What else can be done? Or, I mean, what kind of other items or questions do you hear a lot about when it comes to prostate cancer and people coming to their doctors and learning more about it? Is there common questions you still hear, doctor?
There are common questions about, do I need a blood test? Do I need a rectal exam? If I have prostate cancer, is it going to progress and kill me, or can I safely follow it? And the reason why following it is appealing is that all of these treatments have certain side effects related to urinary control or erectile function. And so if you don't need to be treated, you're better off following it. Conversely, if somebody's going to die from their disease and you don't pick it up early and you don't treat it, you can't cure it. And there are 27,000 men who die every year from prostate cancer, so we want to reduce that number. And early screening, deciding about who should be treated and who does not need to be treated, gives us the best of both worlds.
Anything else to pass along to our listeners today about prostate cancer treatment or finding out more about the treatments?
Well, I think there are a number of sites. First of all, I would encourage all patients, all men, to have their PSA checked from age 50 to 75, and if they have a family history or African American, to start earlier. There are good websites, the American Cancer Society, the American Urological Association. Metamark Genetics has an excellent website with a patient information area. That's metamarkgenetics.com. The most important thing is to know your PSA and then act accordingly.
Dr. Ritchie, I thank you so much for your time this morning. Wish you all the best in the future efforts as we continue to find a cure and, again, continue these aggressive treatments for prostate cancer. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Ron. Bye-bye.